let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Conflagration by Terry Ann is an inspiring memoir, an autobiographical depiction of the experiences she had in the beautiful island paradise Guam. There, she says, ultimately, well, it tried to kill her, or so it seemed. Since childhood, Terry Ann wanted to write. After learning English and becoming proficient, Guam provided the topic. Born on the very island that Christopher Columbus landed on and renamed Hispaniola, on the smaller country that still bears its original name, Haiti. She grew up in an isolated section of a small country town in Connecticut. Terry Ann, author of Conflagration, is our guest on This Week in America. Terry Ann, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi. Well, let me say it in French. Bienvenue.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but I assume
means
it's okay.
Welcome.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Bienvenue means to come. Bienvenue. Welcome.
I appreciate that. And so much to talk about with your memoir. And I believe you mentioned in the prologue a friend that's there with you. Is he still there or has he walked out of the picture?
That's my husband. He's the epilogue. And let me call him forward, honey.
We'll get to see him, and then we'll get into to Terry Ann's story. What an amazing story. And the book, by the way, is available at Amazon.com, the usual places. And there is Timothy.
My husband.
Yes, it's nice to see him, and he set up everything for the technical aspect of the program today. Timothy, thank you so much. And Terry Ann, it's a pleasure having you on the program. And if you're Googling that, that's Terri-Anne. Talk about Guam. You hear great things about this. I have never been there. You spent some time there. Talk about Guam. And
about 3 years there.
Yeah.
That's usually the time that you get stationed somewhere. I was already a disabled vet, but I stayed with my ex-husband and went with him to Guam. And let me tell you, I made the big mistake, and I wrote about it in the book, of wearing a silk shirt and a mock-up suede skirt. And when I got off the plane, the shirt plastered on me.
I can
so
imagine
hot.
That, yes. So if you're planning on Guam, that's not the wardrobe you want to make to have an entrance getting into Guam. Why did you write this book? And then we'll talk about some of the experiences. I say that you felt certain they were trying to kill you. Well, the country was trying to kill you. While all the disasters you had,
the island was trying to kill you.
The island tried to kill you.
They were wonderful, okay? But the island itself, and I put in there three major typhoons.
Which
is
just
amazing. One of them was a super typhoon. I think it was the one called Uri.
Okay.
It's in my book. An 8.4 earthquake.
Wow.
That shattered everybody's last nerve.
Yeah, I mean, okay. To live through all the, and there's more. That's two out of the three that you talk about.
No. Three typhoons, an 8.4 earthquake.
Oh, okay, even more than I thought.
And then the day after Veterans Day, Betsy and I were going to go to the other side of the island. Betsy's the one in the corner picture there looking just as terrified as me. We were going to the other side of the island to pass out Christmas catalogs from Amway, and we never made it. We had the most bizarre conversation starting from the moment I woke up. My roommate, you have to read about her. That's an oy vey.
I saw that. That's the physical oy vey, the pronunciation of that there. It's just like, I could tell what you were trying to say. And all of these stories in Terry Ann's book, I said you enjoyed writing, and what happened in Guam sort of was the impetus to get you writing. Why did you decide to write the book and share all of these stories, horror stories in some cases?
They were true. You know something? The day after, when my picture was all over the paper and I became famous on island, everybody was coming up to me and listening to the story, and they kept telling me, you're going to be telling this story for the rest of your life. Well, I left Guam, came back to the United States, and I told a few people, meh, ho hum, ho hum. That was my people who are familiar with
Oh,
me.
yes.
I'm an immigrant. I did not know just anybody could write a book, okay? I wanted to write a book. I thought there was a certain thing that you had to go through. And then my doctor, he heard the story a few times. He says, you could write a book. I'm like, really? So I followed his advice. And I tried everything I could to get the book published. And finally, I got it published. I wanted to tell everybody, I'm alive. Thank you. And the burning question I have is, why am I still alive?
Well, you share that question with everybody as we read all of your life experiences. The book is Conflagration. The book is available at Amazon, the usual places. Tell me about the title for the book. How do you come up with that?
Well, first of all, learning English, I had to work very hard at it. And I became an English major. I decided when I was in high school, the best thing to do to make friends with people is to learn their language. So I decided to learn English. I didn't have very much choice, mind you,
Yes.
since everybody in Connecticut that I knew spoke English. And if I was to speak to them in French, they would look at me like, huh? Anyway, so I decided to learn English in the best way I could. And I wrote all kinds of essays, theme papers, and what have you. And in college, I took creative writing courses. I took journalism. I took everything that had to do with writing. I even took secretarial writing, I mean, try to learn the craft from every angle possible. And I
Yes.
even took a class that tells you how every word comes into being, how to recognize which language it came from, and it cemented the fact that I think English is one of the hardest languages to learn. It took me 7 years before I got brave enough to speak it.
Well, and you write it now, and you write it so well in your book, the book Conflagration, available at Amazon. You can link on to our website and get the information. I want to go back to when you went to Guam. You were in the military. How was it being a woman in the military at that particular time?
No, I was in the military before we went to Guam. I
Right.
was disabled vet when we went to Guam. As a matter of fact, I was wanting to divorce my ex-husband, but when I was told that the only way that a woman could divorce a GI was by living in the same state as him. So I drove across country. I believe it was 1987 during the Great Drought.
Okay, yes.
All the way from Connecticut to where was he living at the time? I think he was living in Wyoming. And I went to Wyoming to stay with him to see whether or not we could make a go of our life. And it didn't work out very well, okay? But I went with him to Guam when he got stationed there. You could read in the book what happened there. I'm not going to mention his name because he did try to kind of sort of apologize.
Yes.
And as you can tell from some of the tidbits that I dropped in my book, I do believe in God. And he
Yes.
told us to forgive. So when you forgive totally and utterly. But I am also part of different, I'm a multiracial person, multi-ethnic, although I was born in one country. I sort of kind of inherited a lot of things from them. For instance, one of them says, yes, forgive. Do not forget.
Interesting.
Okay? Do
Interesting.
not forget.
I'm letting that
So.
sink into the people because that's so wise. Terry Ann is our guest, author of the book Conflagration. Her spelling is, if you're Googling, is TERI-ANNE. The book's available at Amazon. You go to our website, you'll be able to link on. You talk in the book about the gaming community. You talk about how you got involved in that.
That's another long story, but long story short, coming over to this country was like taking a trip from one planet to another, because Haiti was a third world country. The tallest building was a presidential palace. To New York, where you had the Empire State Building. The fastest thing in Haiti was an ox drawing a cart. There were a couple of cars, but not too many. My uncle had one. To New York, where they were speeding around at what, 50 miles an hour or more?
Yes,
Total
exactly.
space trip. And everything was so different. It was like time travel. And the first thing I saw on this magic black and white box at my grandfather's apartment that I saw was, and I think you remember the sound, doo 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 doo.
Oh, yes.
It sunk in my head. And as a kid, I would watch all the black and whites and all these things. I was mesmerized by this moving picture thing. I didn't understand a word, but still, I was mesmerized. And then as I was learning English, I realized I wanted to write. But actually, it was because of first grade I learned to write something, and I brought the paper home, and my mother tacked it up on a refrigerator. I was published. I was
Oh,
famous. Woo!
yes. Look, it's on the refrigerator.
It was on the refrigerator where the whole world could see it. I was 5 years old, five and a half, 6 years old, something like that. Anyway, I was proud of myself. I had no idea what I wrote, but
And you should have been, and that was the start. Now you've got books that people all over the world can read. The book we're talking about is Conflagration, the book written by Terry Ann, our guest in the program. It's available at Amazon, the usual places. I want to talk a little bit about when you, for example, came to the United States, and you were been in several countries. Being a minority, how did you cope with sort of blending into society and people maybe looking like, okay, that's not really one of us here.
Rick, that's a subject for my next book.
Okay. I'm a step ahead of myself here. Okay.
No. I'll tell you. That some of the secrets are already in Conflagration. I had a certain philosophy that I had developed because I had developed it by learning how to survive among people that were not like me. Okay? They
Yes.
weren't like me. I looked different from everybody. And I didn't speak the same language. I sat in the, hopefully to cower in the back of the class. I was the third tallest girl throughout school, so they put me in the back of the class. So I thought I could just fade away. And I had a lot of work to do. They thought I was retarded because I couldn't speak English.
Okay.
Would you believe that?
Difficult to believe in the current times, but back then that's probably believable. That had to be difficult to deal with from
Oh,
a
let me tell you.
yeah, from a social standpoint. How did you deal with that when they look at you and you know pretty much what they're
I was too
thinking?
terrified to deal
Yeah,
with
yeah.
anything. I did not speak unless I was specifically asked. And I would only tell the truth, which meant I got punished a lot because nobody believed me. I got
Yes.
punished anyway. I got punished whether I told the truth. I got punished whether I kept my mouth shut. I was taught by, ooh, God forbid, the nuns.
Okay, I can understand exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Did you see the Blues Brothers?
Oh, yes.
Okay, how
Yep.
terrified they were to face the nun that taught them.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
they were right. They
shared
were
that
so
emotion.
right on point.
They actually nailed that there. Terry Ann, our guest in the program, talking about her book Conflagration. You'll find it at Amazon. Talk a little bit about it as we're rapidly running out of time here, but all these adventures that you went through. In fact, you've said I have had more adventures than should be legal. And it started what when you were 3.5 years old and you were sent unaccompanied to Idlewild Airport. I mean, that sort of was a clue to how your life was going to unfold a little bit differently than the others. Talk about that experience. If you can remember at 3.5, what
It
you went
was
through.
terrifying. And, oh, excuse me, my mouth can't talk English sometimes. It was terrifying. I was
Yes.
3.5 years old, unaccompanied. Nobody on the plane spoke French, and I didn't speak a word of English. And the thing roared like a dragon, which is why I like dragons today. It floated up and down. Oh my God, it was horrifying. And I'll tell you, I remember everything. My sister and I were put in the back of the plane because this was before Rosa Parks'
Oh,
defiance
yes.
became law of the land. It was right around the time that Rosa Parks made her defiant move.
Yes.
And I came to this country, and Idlewild Airfield, because it wasn't an airport yet. And guess what the name of that airfield is today? They changed it. It is now one of the biggest airports in the world, named after a beloved assassinated president.
Oh, of course, Kennedy International.
There you go.
Yep.
That's where I landed. And the flight attendant, the stewardess, whatever they call them nowadays, brought us over to this couple that was standing there. I had no idea who they were. And the woman comes and says, "Nous sommes maman et papa," which means we are mommy and daddy. And I'm like, okay. I didn't say a word. I was terrified the entire time. They put us in a car, and the man drove, and they brought us someplace to a little apartment on oh gosh, it was in Brooklyn, St. Mark's Avenue.
Okay.
A little brownstone took us upstairs, and the woman fed us. So to a 3.5-year-old or to an animal that you're trying to befriend, feed them first and they love you.
Yes. That's the weight of their hearts.
So there you go.
Yeah, just one of the many stories, just a fascinating memoir from Terry Ann, our guest on the program. I've just a couple minutes left, but what do you think contributed to your survival going through all of this? You mentioned the weather, you mentioned the husband, you all of being dropped off in New York City at 3.5. Why do you think you survived all of this? Got through
Well, they
all
keep
of this?
telling us that we have a guardian angel. So my guardian angel must be some powerful being,
You,
let me
yeah,
tell you.
yep. You might want to share it with the rest of us because, and I mentioned survived. You not only survived, you flourished during all of this, and it all started in Guam. And you mentioned, beautiful
No,
people.
the adventures did not start in Guam. The most terrifying adventure was in Guam.
That well,
I was
yes.
ready to kiss the dirt in Miami when I got there finally, and I was like, "Thank you, God, I'm now going to have a boring life.
Yes,
I'm
I'm
still
sure.
waiting. I am
Well, I was going
still
to say,
waiting,
I'm sure
Rick."
there's nothing boring about your life. Are you working on another book? Because once
I will be as soon as I can figure out the voice recognition software that I've had my poor husband install for me. I'm going to be working on it. I'm going to tell
Good.
you what the name of it is, but not the meaning or what it's all about.
Okay,
It's
please.
called Peanut Butter Ice Cream.
Okay, now you have my interest. So get back to the computer, figure that out, and start working on that because I would love to talk about that as well. It's such a fascinating background. All that you've seen, all that you've done, all that you continue to do. Terry Ann, our guest, TerriAnne. Book is Conflagration, CONFLAGRATION. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on and get all of the information and order the book. Terry Ann, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Great stories. Totally fun having you with us. Thank your husband for his participation as our
I will.
technical supervisor on your end of getting the picture up. And you can see, Terry Ann, the video on our YouTube channel. Hopefully we'll stay in touch and do it with your next book, already named, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for joining us on the program. It's been fun. Thank you.
Thank you. Au revoir.
I think that's goodbye. If I figured that out right, do I have that correct?
It means to see you again.
Oh.
Au revoir.
Okay, very good. And same to you. So I appreciate
You
that. A little French goes a long way. It's more sophisticated than I am. It sounds sophisticated
Oh,
anyway. So
please,
thank you for
please.
being with us on the program. You're listening to This
Okay.
Week in America. Information on Terry Ann and our book at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.